This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's August 8th, episode 973, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Pay attention.
Well, if you ain't met one by
fault.
Now, you
guess try this
what
one.
Day it is today.
It's Friday.
Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we
Hello.
Train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Well, good God Almighty, this week's been too much long.
That's the truth.
Lord, I love to hear that right at 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice in my truck, my head into town.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. I just wanted to see if you all are on your toes and listening, that's all. Caught Jamie there, got her little going. She's like, oh, it's time for Really Bad Ad Show's over. But we are here, and we're glad that you're here as well. It is Friday, so TGIF to everybody. And we just want to thank everybody for posting everything that they have posted on our Facebook page for the 100-Day Happiness Challenge. It is absolutely wonderful, everything that you have posted. All the pictures are great. It's fun to look at them. It makes me happy every morning seeing everybody's pictures there. And there have been a bunch of people posting, and I noticed a bunch of people posted already this morning. So we appreciate you being part of the show and being there. Jamie, good morning. Are you there?
I am. I said, it makes me so happy to see everybody's post. It makes me happy to see you guys happy. And I've been so excited to see all the different places in the world and the things that our listeners do that make you guys so happy between, the horses, the dogs, the cats, the husbands, the medications, everything that just encompasses their entire life. It's just like a page out of everybody's life every day. And it's just so, so cool.
I just want to mention real quick, because I think the one you just mentioned, the one that struck me and really struck a chord with me, was the medications one. And I'm looking for it now. There's been so many posts here. I have to scroll way down. Here it is. It was from Linda, who posted, happy that my 17-year-old daughter's life is saved every day by the miracle of insulin for her type 1 juvenile diabetes. 100 years ago, she wouldn't have survived many days past her diagnosis at age 13. But the interesting part of this post was what she posted in a comment after you mentioned something. She said, I was mentally bemoaning the expense of her supplies today while at the same time listening to you guys issue the happiness challenge on the podcast, Lemons to Lemonade. You know, that is true, because yesterday I kept looking for the happy things, which kind of made you think about being happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It does work.
It really does. And you know what I'm finding is I'm trying to decide which thing I can post today, because I'm finding that there's a lot of things throughout the day that make me happy, and I'm trying to pick one, you know? Like, which one should I do today? Which would be a good one? So I did the baby yesterday, the first day, so I figured the husband had to be included in day two. Got to get him up there. So it should be something horsey today. I don't know. I mean, I got to rotate, you know?
Dr. Wendy already posted that she pictures of between her ears. She was out riding already this morning, her horse Alfie.
You know, hers cracked me up. Her day one I parallel parked my dually downtown, and it's a picture of her standing in front. Great parking job. Oh, my God, I'd be scared to death. I couldn't do it.
I don't think I could do it either. Fortunately, it looked like they were big parking spaces, because that's the only way you're going to parallel park a dually.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jennifer.
Coming, you guys. They're
so exciting. Definitely. Hey, I wanted to say this, too. You don't have to have started with us on day one. You can start any day.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just start today. You know, you don't have to catch up. Just start today. It doesn't matter. You know, there's no rules here. We're doing it for 100 days. Join in any time. So start
you didn't miss
today
anything.
And,
it's all good.
Nope. That's right. And look for your happiness. So here we go. Jennifer is going to tell us what's up on today's show because we got a lot going on.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. Friday couldn't get here fast enough for me personally. We start our around-the-world expedition with some headlines and leader lists from the world's largest FEI competition and the world's toughest horse race. And then heading back stateside, David Saunders will be reporting live from the Walnut Hill Driving Show in New York State. And then we take a global view, compliments of a new website called faveride.com, built by the good folks at Redmond Equine. And then sliding into home base, it's really bad edge, clinching the win. So stay tuned for the free, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Daily Winnie time. My Daily Winnie goes out to one of the people that are participating in the Hit 'em Happy Challenge, and that is Ruby Kaufman, who's called in and played games with us a number of times. I think she's from Arizona, right?
Yep.
James, she's out your way, yeah. And she's a teenager who is an unbelievable artist. She posted a picture of a horse's head that she drew yesterday, and it's a line drawing that is incredibly detailed and very well done. It's very difficult to draw horses. And she's like a teenager, and she's this good. I can't imagine what she's going to be like later. I mean, after she has years of practice, she's unbelievable. Very good and very well done, Ruby. I give you.
You know what? I thought, you know, I'm going to contact Ruby, and I'm going to hire her to, like, draw horses' heads for me. Like, here, do a picture of this horse or this horse. You know, if you have a special horse, I wonder if she does that. Because she could. They're really, really good. She's an awesome artist.
The detail
I'm gonna hire
is
you,
incredible.
Ruby. Yeah.
Now, much more than the little outline I draw. You know, this actually had
cartoons.
Yes, exactly. These are not cartoons. Very good, Ruby. Who knew? See, there's so much we don't know about our listeners, and so many of them have so many good talents.
Yeah. Well, this Saturday, tomorrow, is the four-star Dave Handicap. And the four-star Dave Handicap, Wise Dan was supposed to run in it, but they decided to wait a little bit longer, him coming back from colic surgery. He's won it a couple times already. So that made me happy that he's waiting. But I wanted to mention the four-star Dave because we did this last year, Glenn. Do you remember we kind of told people why the four-star Dave grade two handicap is called the four-star Dave? Do you remember why?
No, I don't.
See, this is a problem. We learn things and we forget them. So I figured I would refresh everybody's memory on why the four-star Dave is called the four-star Dave. Because four-star Dave was an American racehorse, and fans called him the Sultan of Saratoga. He won at least one race at Saratoga every year from 1987 all the way to 1994. We're talking a warrior here. He made 99 starts. He was 21, 18, and 16. He earned $1.6 million. He set a track record at Saratoga. And so in honor of him, they brought him back. He was the one horse who ran in the High Hopes Steeplechase, too, for a charity and finished second in the High Hopes, one of the races in the undercard for the High Hopes Steeplechase. So he was 12 years old. So he actually died October 14th, 2002, because he was shipped to Belmont to take part in a post parade of retired New York racehorses. And he was taken out to the track that morning to do a little light training, trot around the track, kind of see the track, get used to it before he was going to come back later that day. And he had a heart attack on the racetrack and died at Belmont.
Sheesh.
And so they shipped him over to Saratoga, and he's one of the three horses that are buried at Saratoga Racecourse. So, you know, it's sad but fitting way for a guy to go out. I mean, my gosh, what a superstar. What an awesome horse. And I just wanted to mention the four-star Dave because that takes place tomorrow. The horses, apparently no horse is going to beat Silver Max from what I'm hearing. However, there's a horse named Seek Again, Jack Milton, Dorset, Syad, and Grand Arch. Glenn, I want you to pick one besides Silver Mac so we can...
Okay. All right, let me go by names here. If I'm going by names, I'm going to go for Grand Arch.
Grand Arch. Jennifer, do you have a pick?
Oh, no. Let's see. Who do I want to lose? Because whoever I pick is going to come in second to last.
Silver Max is going to win, so apparently. So we just have to pick second.
I'm going to go with Jack Milton.
Jack Milton, Grand Arch, and let's go. I'll go with Seek Again. Joel Rosario in the tech. Seek Again.
There you go.
We got picks. So it just makes it more exciting if I can tell you guys how much I beat you over the weekend by picking horse races.
Well, we have our WEG update real quick, just two quick stories, and Jamie's going to tell you about one here in a minute that we're very excited about and happy about. I wanted to tell you I did do some research on where to watch it, the World Equestrian Games, and in the United States, it looks like so far Eventing Nation is reporting that the only place they have been able to find to watch it will be FEI TV, which FEI TV says they will be streaming every single ride in every single discipline. And John Kyle, our friend and who was host of the Eventing Radio show for a while, will be commentating on most of them, apparently. And so that's what we've been able to find. FEI TV is not free. It's a subscription that costs $14.99 a month or $79.99 for a year. So you have to decide whether you want to pay the money to watch the events. Now, there'll be a lot of reporting, but the way this works is usually they're not, you're not any of the other TV stations that are not licensed. Cannot show you video or any of that kind of stuff from the event, but we'll see lots of video coming out from home phones, phones and things, I bet. So that's how we're going to get our news other than FEI TV. Although I wonder if you can join FEI TV for like a month and then cancel it. Then it will only be $15.
You've got to be able to do that. You shouldn't have to buy a whole year. That'd be worth it. $15, man. Let's do it. Do it,
right. Glenn. We're recommending that.
We're behind
then
it.
You buy it for a month and then cancel it. FEI is going to love us. And then you have a story on the eventing side that we're
I'm
so excited
so
about.
Excited. Yay! Jock Padgett and Kevin McNabb have been cleared of all charges. I knew it. I knew that somebody like him, Jock Padgett, could not give his horse reserpine, which is a long-acting sedative, before going out and tackling a four-star eventing course. It did not make sense. Well, it was concluded that a supplement that they were giving their horses called Less Stress E, I don't know what the E is, Less Stress was the culprit because... and the reason that they figured it out, and I can't imagine how much this cost Jock and Kevin to test all of their supplements that they were on to try to prove their innocence. I can't even imagine how this has been going on for 10 months, you guys. 10 months he's been saying, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. He did get the title stripped from him from, I believe it was Burley, right? So So the drug reserpine was found in the supplement Less Stress. And they had used the supplement, the Less Stress supplement, a ton of times. However, because this time, they've been drug tested a ton. It's never shown up in any other thing. They tested all the supplements that they're using. Of course, all very legal. Like, it'd be like using Omega Alpha supplements. All herbal, all legal. And Less Stress this time was found to be contaminated with reserpine. So the fact that they've used it before, they've never been tested, they found it in the supplement, and it was not in any other drug test, means that they have been exonerated. And so they're free to go. However, he did not get his Burley title back because still the horse had reserpine in him, so an illegal substance. So he is now cleared of fault and can continue competing. He feels like he's I'm trying to remember what his quote was, but it was great. He's like, he says he feels like he's got a new, like the start of a new career. He was told his career was over, and then they're like, okay, go. So I can't even imagine how he feels. I'm so happy, and there was just no way in my heart that I believed that he would do something like that. I mean, seriously, a sedative for a four-star horse? I don't think so.
And that just, you know, you got to think about that, too. That means this four-star horse was on a sedative, you know, involuntarily. But, you know, imagine how well he's going to do when he's not on a sedative.
Well, he's amazing. So he wins everything. So there you go. Ugh, Can't even imagine.
And one other quick thing about the WEG before we go on to our first guest here is that Jennifer and I watched the new series. We talked about it. That was coming out. You can search for it on your DVR. It's called The Road to Normandy. And the first episode was all of, they went behind the scenes into the barns of some inventors, and it was a very well-produced show. We thoroughly enjoyed it, and I don't know if they're going to do a different sport each time is my impression, but they really got behind the scenes and what it takes to get there and what it takes to run a barn that size, and they talked to the wives. It was very well done. Search for it on your TVs. It's called The Road to Normandy. It'll be on different stations. Ours was on one of the sports stations. So I think it's going to be on different stations. But check it out, The Road to Normandy. It was well worth watching. We really enjoyed it. I was pleasantly surprised and impressed at how well
nice.
It was done. Yep. All right, let's get to our first guest here. He is standing by live at one of the premier driving shows in the country, driving pleasure shows in the country, and that is Walnut Hill. And, of course, we have our friend David Saunders, co-host of the Driving Radio Show once a month. Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Morning.
Good. How are
Hello,
things?
Hello, darling.
Lovely
How
New
are
York?
You?
Fantastic. I'm sorry. I have a love affair with him, with Mr. Saunders
that.
Here. I adore
that.
Him. Good morning, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm very good. It's lovely weather here. The sun is shining here at Walnut Hill, which is near Pickford, New York, near Rochester. I'm actually watching at the moment. It's a pony class, single pony class. It's progressive cones. Mm. I know a lot of your listeners aren't really into driving, but these are a multitude of ponies. I'm looking at Welsh Cobs. I'm looking at Hackneys. I'm looking at VSEs, which are very small equines or minis. I'm looking at a Connemara. I mean, there's every single type of person and driver. There's ladies driving, there's gentlemen driving, there's boys driving, there's girls driving. And the class I'm watching is actually what they call progressive cones, which is they measure the width of the vehicle, and the first cone is 16 inches wider than the track width of the carriage. But then as you go around the course, they get progressively closer together, and the last pair of cones is only 2 inches wider than the width of the carriage. So the further you go, the better you get on.
Cool.
And of course, timed as well. But of course, this is just one of many classes. There's a cross-country course. There's a pleasure turnout, which is judged purely by the judges. There's lots going on. And of course, there's single pairs, four-in-hands, unicorns. A unicorn is actually two horses with one horse out in front. So it's actually beautiful here, and this is the largest in North America, including Canada, pleasure driving show in the Americas, and it's very popular. And you can probably hear in the background Peter Doubleday. He's the announcer here, very famous announcer. Announces at Devon, and I know a lot of the Hunter Jumper people will know him.
You know, David, one of the classes that I absolutely love, I hope they're having it again this year, is the commercial class. That is always my favorite at pleasure shows, where they get out. And what that is, well, explain to people what a commercial class is.
Generally, it's called, in Great Britain, it's called private driving. So the actual person that owns the carriage drives it. With a commercial class, you have either a servant drive you, or it's someone that's selling something driving, like the butcher, baker, or candlestick maker. So the commercial class could be anything from, a butcher's cart, or anything, an oil wagon, a medicine wagon. And they're very interesting because, you know, people get dressed up. Normally the people that own them drive them, but it is a commercial class, and it's judged on authenticity, on the correctness of the turnout, and the way the horse goes. Obviously, if you're delivering milk, you need a horse that can walk from one house to the next and stand still. You don't want a hackney horse that's going to be leaping up in the air. So it's all about the appropriateness of everything in front of the judge.
How cool.
Isn't it neat? I've seen everything, popcorn wagons, circus wagons. I mean, it can be anything, really. But how they judge it is what makes it so neat. And, you know, there's a lot of antique carriages that come out of this, right? And some very valuable ones.
Yes, but actually my favorite class is on tonight. It's the fancy dress or the costume class. And people will get dressed up in the weirdest, most wonderful outfits. to impress the judges. And that's this evening. And there's also what they call a park class, where the ladies, mostly ladies, will drive in their phaetons, their bonneted phaetons, and they'll be dressed up in their jewelry, their pearls, and it's like an evening class. So there's dinner going on here tonight. There's a nice dinner going on, and they'll be in front of the audience, and it'll be a very nice, dressy class. But the costume class is always good fun.
Jamie, something else too about driving shows is you know how most horse shows we go to have crappy show food? That is not usually the case at driving shows, and I need to find out how it is at Walnut Hill. The two things that drivers know how to do is eat and drink good booze. So what is it like at Walnut Hill?
Well, we've eaten at the show every night, and it started actually on Wednesday. And Wednesday there was a competitor's dinner. They call it the beer and ear party.
Nice.
So there's beer and ears of corn, because obviously it's the corn season now, so it's called the beer and ear party. The second night there was a country evening where, again, it was another welcome party for some other group of people. There's always some welcome party for somebody. and they had like a country band, and there was, of course, a lot of dancing and drinking. Last night there was another reception. I can't remember. I think it was a sherry reception for somebody else. Tonight there's the picnic and dinner watching the park classes and the costume classes this evening, because it started this morning at 8 o'clock, and there'll be a break at lunch, there'll be a break for tea, and then they'll start again, I think, at 6 o'clock this evening for the evening classes. And then tomorrow night is the kind of formal dinner. And Sunday night there is nothing, because most people are leaving Sunday evening. But you're absolutely right, Glenn. The drivers are generally more mature. There are lots of younger people that drive, but generally a lot of the drivers are vintage types. So they kind of enjoy the better things in life, like a nice glass of port and a nice smoked salmon sandwich.
And corn, like, you know, and beer.
And corn, apparently. Now, obviously they have these kinds of classes as well in England. What do you see as the difference between, like, Walnut Hill in New York and what you saw in England? I'm assuming the carriages were a little different, or was it all about the same?
No, the carriages are pretty much the same. There's probably a more diverse types of carriages here in America, but generally most driving classes are teamed in with, in England that is, with a county show, so there'll be other things going on. For instance, in-hand classes, there'll be jumping, there'll be dressage, you know, rather like Windsor Horse Show. There's a whole cacophony of other types of horse events going on at the same time. But Walnut Hill is purely pleasure driving. There's nothing else going on. Now, at the weekend, they'll have a bagpipe band, and there's normally some sort of demonstration for the entertainment of the crowd, but generally there's nothing else going on here apart from people driving horses and ponies.
Now, is there any element of a CBE marathon, you know, obstacles, that kind of thing?
No. This is really the opposite of combined driving. Combined driving is kind of like the three-day event, and you were talking about earlier on, combined training. My old boss, Prince Philip, that I worked for 20 years, he kind of invented combined driving to mirror combined training. So it's over 3 days, there's dressage, there's cross-country, and rather than the stadium jumping, they drive between cones. This pleasure driving is all done in a pleasure driving vehicle, so that the cross-country really is not as blood and guts as a CDE, but there is a cross-country drive, but you take your presentation carriage and you have to drive it carefully so it doesn't tip over or fall apart. But the obstacles are, you drive through a little water splash and there's a few little turns left and right. It's not of the same degree of difficulty as a CDE. And, of course, they have a reinsmanship class, which actually mirrors the dressage. You know, the judge will ask them to do a pattern in the arena, but again, it's not of the same standard as formality as a real dressage. So, in a way, there is a comparison, but in other ways, there's not.
Well, if you're anywhere near Pittsfield, New York, this weekend, you can see David, because you and Gloria Austin are doing something that's a little different that they're trying for the first time this year. Tell everybody about that.
Yes, well, I'm Gloria's private coachman. I work for her, and I take care of her carriages and her horses. And what we're doing here for a change is we're trying to. Gloria is through her Equine Institute is a great educator. She wants to educate people about how things were done and why they were done. Because obviously, 100 years ago, everyone got everywhere either walking on their feet or sitting on the back of a horse or sitting behind a horse in a carriage. So there's quite a lot of history involved. And Gloria and I are kind of doing this sit by the side of the arena education thing going on. So we've had, you know, probably 15 to 25 people each day now. This is our third day. Come by and we'll talk about what's going on in the ring, and people will say, well, why did that person win, and why is that person using this harness and someone else is using another harness? And that's normally to do with the type of carriage they're driving. But it really is simple as can be to watch if you don't want to learn, but like everything, the more you learn about it, the more intricate it becomes.
I think, without a doubt, education kind of breeds interest, and sitting there watching that and having somebody like you to answer questions, I mean, I want to be at that horse show right now. I'm not even like, I've never even seen a CDE, but you said blood and guts. I'm in.
No, but actually, what I find is I think probably 80 to 85% of the competitors are ladies, and I really believe that the ladies love to... I'm looking now at ladies dressed up to the nines with beautiful hats on to match their carriage or to match their horse or just to match their personality. And so, of course, I'm looking at a lime green hat, I'm looking at a tan hat, I'm looking at a nice navy blue hat with huge feathers on, I'm looking at a guy with a straw boater on and a dicky bow tie with a blazer on. I think it does give people an opportunity to drive their horse but get dressed up at the same time, and what's better than that? And to eat and drink.
David, can I ask you a personal question?
You can, of course, darling.
Okay, darling. Are you married?
I'm single at the moment, but I do have a fiancé, but I haven't taken the plunge yet. But tell me, darling, you could change my mind.
He's keeping his options open.
No, I was just saying, if you're not married, then looking at all the women and all those nice fancy outfits is a good thing. But if you are married, you better watch your back, because she's going to come get you.
Well, you know, it's kind of like anything else. It's lovely to admire, but it depends what else you want to do. But you know, to look at a beautiful woman, a woman is if God made something better than a gorgeous woman, I don't know what he did with it. He must have kept it for himself.
Well, second only to a nice horse.
Well, yes, but I would put the horse second personally, but never mind.
Now, I just want to make sure we're gonna let you go here. The website is Walnut Hill Farm. Are you doing okay, darling? Are you getting enough sleep? You sound like you're really busy. I want to make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Darling, I'm absolutely top hole. I'm absolutely wonderful. I'm sleeping at night and I'm working all day. And as I say, to be out in the sunshine amongst all these beautiful horses, ponies, and people is such friendly people. Glenn will tell you as well. Most driving people are very, very friendly, very gregarious. They love to be with everybody else. So and we kind of do this with other people on the carriage. You know, that's the other nice thing as well. It's a very social activity with your horses. I know you've been talking about dressage and food eventing. And, of course, that's lovely to do as well. But generally it's just one person on one horse. But whereas we can take up to six people on our carriage and they can all have fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds great. WalnutHillFarm.org is the website. Darling, it's always a pleasure having you on.
Well, thank you, darling, and you too, Glenn. It's nice to talk to you. You're not as interesting as my darling there, but you'll do.
You'll do, Glenn. I know. I want to co-host with him. Okay, I want to co-host with David sometime.
All right. We'll do that. We'll have you go over on the driving radio show and co-host with David sometime.
Sounds good. Oh, we'd get nothing done.
You know, I was wondering why David asked to come on this morning. It had nothing to do with Walnut Hill and everything to do with Jamie.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I need my dose. Big hugs. Love you so much, and we will talk to you again soon, and we'll listen to you on the driving radio show.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Glenn.
Thanks,
and bye-bye,
David.
Darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
I forgot
I
about
him.
That.
I get all sweaty when he's on it. My palms are sweaty. Like, I'm flushed. I need a break. I need a break.
Hey, if you haven't seen a carriage show like this at all, and you're near Pittsfield in New York, head on over this weekend. It'll be worth a couple hours of your time. And he is right about carriage people being friendly and always willing to share their booze. So that's important as well. Just priorities. Okay, now that I feel like I'm not even part of the show anymore, we're going to go on and hear from Kentucky Performance Products with this Nutrition Minute. And then we're going to come back and hear about a brand new website out there that's pretty darn cool. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Researchers have confirmed that as horses age, they naturally become less sensitive to insulin and more susceptible to health problems caused by too much sugar in the diet. One way to reduce the sugar content in a horse's diet is to replace sugar-laden grains with a high-fat supplement. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It is readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of sugary grains. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. Best of all, Equijoule allows owners to easily replace the calories previously supplied by sugary grains. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
And you can also find Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting good things over there, so you can check them out as well. And Jennifer is getting our next guest set up here in a few minutes after we speak to Mike. We're going to bring you a report about the Mongol Derby, which is now in its third day going on over there. We'll kind of give you an update on the first.
Go, Maddie.
We'll give you an update. Remember, we had a couple of weeks ago or last week, we had one of the competitors' moms on. That was Madison. So we'll find out how Madison is doing, and we'll also check in on everybody else. It's and see, they're doing a good job of providing updates on what is happening over there. So we'll try and keep you updated on that a little bit, too. It goes on for, 7 or 8 days, was it? So Monday it will still be happening, I think.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, and of course, you know, we had a Beverly Kaufman on to talk about her daughter who's riding in it, Madison Kaufman, and Madison and I are friends. We event together, and I have been a little bit out of the loop, not competing, and I had no idea she was training for the Mongol Derby, and all of a sudden her mom's like, oh, here's a picture of Madison at the airport going to Mongolia. I was like, what?
Yeah, because that's not a place people usually vacation.
No, not a summer vacation typically. So we're going to have Madison on when it's all over to talk about it. But it has been so exciting to see. Glenn, I just have to comment on the one story. You know, these guys, they show up at the stops and they pick their ponies. And my favorite picture so far is a team of three guys. There's two guys in
the
front.
I think they were
the
cavalry guys, actually, from England.
Okay,
sure.
So there's two guys riding their ponies, and they're ponying one pony, and then there's a guy in the back walking kind of dejectedly. Like, apparently, he got the pony that tossed him 3 times in a row, and he's like, screw it, I'm walking. So somebody led his pony while he walked the entire Mongolia trip. Oh, my gosh. And notice that nobody else said, here, take my pony. Nope, didn't happen. Walk.
Hey, you know, let's bring our guest in and talk about this before we get on to his topic, because he is an endurance rider and a friend of the show.
Yeah.
His name is Mike Mumford from Redmond Equine. Mike, Jamie wants to do the Mongol Derby next year. How about you two go together?
I'd love to do it, but, you know, I have a problem riding those tiny horses. Having come from Europe, I love the big thoroughbreds and the warm bloods, and even to come down to a 15-2 or 15-3 Arab here is kind of hard. I think I'd really struggle when my feet drag along the ground.
Well, you're also like 7 feet tall. I mean, you could walk. You could hook your leg
underneath
that pony.
some of those Queen's Guards guys looked pretty tall. So, I mean, they weren't totally dragging on the ground. And look, one of them had to walk because his pony was so bad.
I know, I heard that. It's a psychological thing. I really don't think the horses are too small for me. It's just that I feel unbalanced, and it just doesn't look right when you got this big old bear on a bicycle, you know. It just doesn't feel right.
Again, you've got an advantage because you could hook your ankles together underneath that pony's belly, and it's not going to get you off.
Yeah, I've come off quite a few Arabians here. It doesn't work quite so well.
Well, let's talk about what you've got going on, Mike, because for those who don't know, Mike is the exciting face behind the Redmond Rocks that you guys, when you win a prize and you get a 25-pound box in the mail of all your rock prizes, that is Mike, and Mike is the one who's sending that out to you. So first of all, thank you for awarding our listeners prizes and getting everybody addicted to the rocks. It sounds weird, but Redmond Rocks, yeah. And you have a new adventure that you're undertaking, and it is so awesome.
You're talking about our new website, Fave Ride?
Yes, faveride.com. You guys go check it out right now because all of you are going to want to participate in this.
You know, what's so cool about this is that we all have such a passion for our horses, and we love to explore and connect and to share. And we thought this was such a great way to enable those of us who are headed out with our horses and we like to go out into the wilderness to take photos and to just share where we're going and what we're doing. I love the idea because it enables us to not only share but to post really fabulous scenic photographs of places that most Americans never ever get to see, you know, and that's what's so cool. And even if you are arena bound, and I used to be in Europe, you can go to the site and you can see some of these scenic trail rides that others are experiencing. And I just love the idea. I think it's going to work really well.
Oh, I'm excited to just kind of watch it grow and to get everybody involved. So basically what people do is no matter where in the world you are, you take a photo of does it have to have the horse's ears in it? I mean, is that kind of what we're going for?
Yeah, no, that's the criteria. You have to be in the saddle and you have to have the ears in the photo. The nice thing about that is that we know that you've been then out on the ride rather than just stopping off on a scenic bypass and taking a photo of a lake or something. You're actually physically on the saddle with the horse's ears. You're experienced that ride, and then you post it on the faveride.com site. You may tell us where the trailhead is. Tell us a little bit about the ride, but more importantly, tell us your connection, why this ride is your favorite and why it's so important. You know, the explore, connect, share part of it, the connect is really meaningful to me because I think that it gives us an opportunity to connect with our horses, because when you're out there for an hour to 4 or 5 hours, you really do develop a bond and a trust that sometimes is difficult in the paddock. But more than that, you connect with Mother Nature, you connect with even your spirituality, your God. You connect with your friends, you connect with your family, you connect with yourself. It's such a meaningful way to spend time with your horse and outdoors. And you can even mention that in the Fave Ride. You can put down why this ride is so meaningful to you. And so that's what's cool about it. Not only the great scenic photograph where we may have never seen that view before, but also the why it was meaningful to you.
And it's such an easy thing to do. I mean, who doesn't take, obviously, for safety reasons, their cell phone on a trail ride? And what cell phones don't have cameras? I mean, what a great way to share with everybody. Now, you said it's your favorite ride. Can people submit more than one? Like, say, I'm actually going to Idaho here on a kind of a dude ranch type trip.
Cool.
We're having to ride in the mountains and Salmon River Mountains, and I would love to be able to share a photo from there, but I've got some – I love a trail ride that I go on down here in Phoenix, so I can submit more than one.
Well, we, we all have more than one favorite ride, just like we all have more than one favorite horse. And I think that you can submit as many as you like. Obviously, you need to temper that a little bit. They need to be good photos, but yes, I mean, I've already put two or three on there, and I know that a few others, Karen Chaitin, one of your hosts, she's put two or three on there. She's even got one of the Grand Canyon, which is absolutely stunning.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. That was I was wondering who took that, and then I saw it was Karen. It was like that. You know, you endurance riders get to see some scenery that none of us ever get to see.
You're right, but I think that trail riders in general get to be out and see some views. We've got some trail rider photos on there that are fabulous. And, you know, what's so cool is that they put down why that ride was meaningful to them, and it has a deeper meaning than just the photograph. I mean, that's important, but the meaning on why this was important to them. It also enables you, like, Jamie, you're going to go to Idaho. When we get this filled up, you could even go to a few photos and say, wow, I'd love to go and ride there. And you could even go to that trailhead and ride that trail. You know, that's what's cool about that.
Well, and another way you could use this is what's really, really awesome is you've got a map that you can click on, and it gives you the entire, you know, world on a map, and it shows you where the pictures have been taken. And, like, I just clicked on, say, one near me. There's somebody that has submitted something in Phoenix, and it's the ghost town. I've never been there. I've never seen the ghost town, and that's not that far from me. So I could actually go there on a day's trip. So how cool that it's been submitted. Oh, Julie Goodnight submitted it. Well, she's pretty awesome. Yeah. So you get famous people submitting pictures here.
Yeah. So I have to apologize to those who have submitted photos that didn't have the ears in, because that really is the criteria. We want to be able to see that you're in the saddle and with the ears of your horse. So make sure you do that. And also the other thing is be careful. You know, as some of our horses are a little more anxious, a little more fearful, and if you take both hands off your reins, you could end up with a problem. So just be aware, and if now's not the right time because your horse isn't quite ready for a photo or to stand still without you holding the reins, then don't let us encourage you to do something silly right for you and your horse at the time.
What would be the best picture is if the ears are, like, on the right side of the camera, and then you can kind of see the upside of the nose. It's like, I want a good fall-off photo. I'll give you a good fall-off photo. Let me be the one to share a photo from, like, instead of the ears, you're going to catch the underside of the mouth.
You know, the other thing that I've seen on these photos that is really cool is that if you look at the ears, some of them are really pointing forward saying, let me go, I just love this view. And others are, you know, facing back saying, okay, Mom, I'm ready. What do you want me to do now? You know, I'm listening to you. And it's just really cool.
Yeah. Hey, can submit carriage photos, too, from the carriage?
You know what? Glenn, I was thinking about that because I saw that fabulous photo that you had of PT pulling you down the road, and I thought, why not? As long as you've got PT's ears in there, I think that's
our view between the ears, right? I mean,
exactly.
That's how we view it. Yep.
You're on the saddle, and you're going down the trail, so yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, did you come up with this? How did you come up with this idea to do this website, and what's your kind of driving force behind it?
You know, it's I would say it's a team idea. We go out, we do some trail rides, and we just think we need to share this. This is so cool. So our team, does all the creative design, and Rusty Anderson does the ideas behind it. So, yeah, I mean, it's a team effort. The whole purpose behind it, as far as Redmond is concerned, and, you know, when you think about, okay, where's the connection between this and what Redmond is doing, we really have a shared passion for horses, and we understand that when your horse feels good, you feel good. And so Redmond is committed to producing quality products that will improve the horse's health, thereby strengthening the connection that you've built together. And this connection can be reflected in all that you do together. So that's really the connection is products help your horse be healthy, which enables you to get out and about and do these things. So that's the connection there.
Excellent. Well, I do agree with that, and you guys definitely love horses, and you love keeping horses healthy, but you also have your human product line, and that keeps people healthy. And I did want to I've been waiting for you to get on the show because I wanted to talk to you about one of the products that you sent me, just in an envelope for me to try, and it is the clay.
Yep.
Tell everybody what that is.
So did I send you the clay for exterior, external use, or did I send you the internal clay?
External.
Okay, so our hydrated clay has been proven over the last 40 years or so to have some remarkable qualities that when you use it on skin issues, it has a it really has a healing effect, a medicinal effect, and it also takes pain and stings away. So it's in a hydrated, like a mud form, and you can squeeze it on a burn, a bee sting, a bug bite, eczema, poison ivy, athlete's foot, diaper rash, all those skin issues, and you keep it on there. And if it's just a bee sting or whatever, generally within 15 minutes it'll take the sting away and it'll take the itching away. If it's something more serious, a recluse spider bite, for instance, or poison ivy, you can layer it on really thick, like a quarter inch thick. You can put some saran wrap on it so that it keeps it moist all night long and leave it on there for 6-8 hours or whatever. And after a period of a few days, you start seeing some remarkable differences and healing. It's unbelievable product. It's rather hard for me to speak about it because it's difficult to get your arms around, but all I can say is when you've tried it, you understand. It takes the sting away, it takes the burn away.
And I used it on a horse, and this is what I was getting at, was it didn't say this on the product, but we're talking about the bentonite clay that is hydrated. It's first aid for horses.
Yep.
And it's a clay, and I had a mare. My mare had a cut on, like a kind of like a scuff, like she was like road rash or something on her. I don't know how she got it. You know, they never tell us. And I put some of that on it, and Mike, it kept the flies off.
Exactly.
Like, is it a fly repellent? It doesn't say it repels flies, but, you know, you have to buy that creamy, oozy stuff, you know, to put on. But this actually moistened the area, healed the area, and repelled flies. Like, it doesn't say that.
No, you're absolutely right. We've had some tests on it where it has a neosporin effect. So it prevents infection. The clay binds toxins, so it will bind all the grit and the dirt and anything that's in the wound, and it pulls it out. And it also has that ability, because it layers the wound or the area, to keep the flies away. And, of course, that's where proud flesh comes from, is if you've got grit or dirt in the wound or if you've got an infection in the wound, you develop proud flesh. Whereas when you put this first aid on, it's a first aid clay for horses, it not only keeps the flies away, it sucks out all the dirt and the infection, and it has that neosporin medicinal quick repair effect. It's interesting because, you know, rather like the mud and the clay that ladies put on their faces, this clay has that binding effect. It pulls toxins from the face, just likewise on a horse or even on a human.
God.
It pulls all the toxins, it binds the dirt and the grit, pulls it out, and so that's why we say this first aid helps prevent proud flesh as well. It's a great product.
You've opened a huge can because I got a ton of mosquito bites because it's mosquito season here, and I have already had clay-covered legs. Now my legs and my face are going to be covered in this clay. I'm super excited. I don't know
Chad
how my husband can keep
so
his hands.
Thrilled,
I know.
Yeah.
How does he keep his hands off me? I'm so attractive.
You might look a little scary, but I'll tell you what, it will really help you a lot. So just do it at night at home when no one's looking, and you'll be okay.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Well, Mike, give us the website is faveride.com.
Faveride.com. F-A-V-E, like your favorite, faveride.com.
Yes. Faveride.com and Redmond Equine.
Faveride.com, that's all it is, Faveride.com. You can get to it from our Redmond Equine site, or you can go direct to Faveride.com. And you know, down the road, if you want to give some prizes away for pictures posted or whatever, we can help you with that as well. Encourage your readers to go on there, take a look at it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Mike. We really appreciate you being a part of the show, coming on, being such a you help out a lot, and you let everybody participate. And thanks for your prizes and everything you do. So we appreciate it, and send in love.
Thank you.
Faveride.com. We'll send everybody to it.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Glenn. Great to chat with you again. I sure appreciate
See you
guys.
Hey, Mike, real quick, are you going to be there next week at Ada?
I'm not. No,
okay.
Not this one, but maybe in the spring we will be.
Okay. All right, very good. Thanks,
okay.
Mike.
Take care. Bye-bye.
It's been accent morning here. Lovely accent morning on the show.
I almost called him darling at the end. I would have thrown him off. I didn't want to cheat on David, but, you know. Yeah, if you're going to be on our show and you're about to call in, you better have an accent, because otherwise you're not coming on.
Let's do this. Let's take a break for our song, and then we're going to come back and have our report on the Mongol Derby, because we want to find out how our guest's daughter is doing over there. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Hi, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with Equestrian Collections Product of the Week.
This week, I'm talking about the Compositi Colored Premium Stirrup Irons. These things jumped out at me when we first got them because of all the colors that they come in. They're a composite stirrup, and that's all the new rage in stirrups right now because they are very, very light. I think the eventers would particularly like this stirrup because it is so light and because of all the colors. It comes in two sizes, 4-inch and 4 3/4, and the colors are like royal blue, bright green, lime green, yellow, orange, pink, light blue, all those kind of colors that you can match your outfits, or if you're an eventer, you can match your outfit that you wear when you compete. We also sell the fillings on the bottom of the stirrup separately so that you don't always have to have the same color. I have a pair of these, and what I liked about them besides the color was the fact that they were very, very light. You felt like it just felt really good. You can run the stirrups up, and you're not going to mess up your saddle at all with those. They're just really nice composite stirrups in very bright colors. I think they're a real fun item to get and a real fun gift to give.
And for the price under $30, you can't beat that. You could have one of every color.
Well, exactly. My colors are royal blue for one horse and orange for the other, so I intend to get the orange ones and the blue ones.
There you go. Well, you can find them at equestriancollections.com. Just search for colored stirrups, and they'll come up. Well, our song today is at a request of a listener. Listener Francine wrote to me, sent an email, and said she remembered a song about minis we played a long time ago and that she has minis. And I think about 25% of our audience actually has minis. We have a ton of listeners with minis. And she said, could we play it again? It would make her hit 'em happy. Well, we can't turn anybody down who wants to be hit 'em happy.
Yeah.
So I had to dig around to figure out what song she was talking about, but I found it. It's a Marianne Kennedy song, and it is called I Love Minis off of her Rhythm of the Ride CD. So this is for Francine and all our mini people out there.
Geldings, mini mares, mini itchers everywhere. Mini Jennies, mini Jacks, mini Colts, mini Phillies.
I Love Minis by Marianne Kennedy. You can find all of her music at MarianneKennedy.com. And if you have a song request, something you heard here or something you would like to hear that we're allowed to play, you can send your request to guess where? Everybody,
Jennifer.
All at HorseRadioNetwork.com. That's correct. That's where you want to send that. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair. And we are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. So now our Mongol update here. So, okay, the girl's name again that we're following because we had her mother on the show.
Madison Kaufman.
And they have on the adventurous.com website, they do have a tracker, although it doesn't tell us, doesn't give us any reference as to who's who, so we have to go by their last blog post. And at the end of day two, it looks like we do have the order of events and the order of who was leading. And we have Sam Jones, who's female, by the way, out of Australia, Mary Lee out of the USA, and Lisa Youngworth out of the USA were in the top three. And Madison Kaufman looked to be in about 10th place, which is not bad at all.
Yeah, no kidding. Out of almost 50, I think, was the total. And you look at the kind of if you go to the Adventurist, you can actually sign up to get a daily kind of newsletter on what's been going on. And they send pictures and kind of who is still with us. And one girl, bless her heart, got bucked off day one at the start of the race and hurt her ankle and had to withdraw.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? It's like
$13,000 it cost to enter this.
And then not to mention your flights to and from Mongolia. I'm sorry. If I broke my ankle, you would have to strap that puppy together because I'm riding.
No,
it must
I know.
Bad. You know, it must be bad. Oh, jeez.
And they, too, they had torrential rains. Day one was nice, but day two, they apparently had torrential rains. They couldn't even see the horses next to them. It was that bad. So
there were horses
that
fell in bogs, Glenn. A horse got trapped in a bog.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen a bog, to be honest with you.
No, we've never seen a bog.
But the pictures are incredible, though. You have to go to their website and check the talk about scenery. I mean, they could get some pictures for faveride.com because there are some incredible pictures. And these ponies, Michael's right, these ponies are small. And there's lots of pictures of people getting bucked off their ponies. Apparently they're kind of ornery, too.
Yeah, it's super fun. Super fun.
So now the one girl, it's very important, and they're really strict about this, apparently, the leader, going into day three, leading into day three, and apparently she didn't sleep at one of the camps. She slept out in the wild in order to increase her lead into day three. Craziness. So she slept out by herself in the steppes of Mongolia, and going into day three, she took off. She had lost her tracker, and they do not allow you to continue. You're not allowed to advance if you've lost your tracker. You have to wait for – you can't go look for it yourself either. You have to wait for the, like, the rescue people to come and find your tracker, bring it to you, and then on top of that, they give you an hour penalty, and she had 12 people pass her while she was waiting. So don't lose your tracker. Not good. You can lose everything else, not your tracker.
Yes, definitely not. But, yeah, you can go to The Adventurous and you can sign up for a daily email update. I just was getting mine open, but, like, my phone died. So you have to actually charge those things every once in a while. It's kind of irritating.
Funny about phones. Funny how that works. All right, well, we'll keep you up to date. We'll check in on Monday again and see how everybody's doing. It should be finishing up, I think, by Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on the weather, I guess. So
I love the quote that you found from Chris Maud, yes, who is 45. He rode in 8 Grand Nationals and quit riding 10 years ago to be a jockey's valet. Well, he is trying to raise money for the Injured Jockeys Fund, and somebody asked him, why are you doing the Mongol Derby? His answer was so simple. Why am I doing the Mongol Derby? Because I'm having a midlife crisis.
His wife wouldn't let him have a girlfriend, so he was like, okay, off to Mongolia for you.
Yeah. Doing the Mongol Derby is only slightly more likely to get you killed than having an affair and getting caught by your wife. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah,
and you know what?
I don't know.
$13,000 was cheaper. $13,000 is cheaper than divorce, though. So.
Or it's cheaper than a sports car. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
That's true.
It's another midlife crisis. Let's post on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Our question of the day is: would you, if you had the means, want to ride in the Mongol Derby? I want to know, because I would love to do it. I would do it in a second. Glenn, would you do it?
Oh, not in 1,000 years. So I'd cheer
really?
You on. I'll go cheer you on.
Jennifer, would you want to ride in the Mongol Derby?
Yeah, I'd be utterly a failure, but I would want to try it.
Yeah. $13,000, you better not fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Can my carriage drive the Mongol Derby? Then I'd consider it.
Sure.
Can we hook?
Hitch a cart up to one of those little ponies. See how far you get.
I'll get far, not safely, but far. We'll get far, fast. All right, let's do this. Let's head off into Craigslist world.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week that all of our listeners look forward to. We probably had 3 emails this week telling us that it's the favorite time of the week, and it is ours, too. We have a great time doing this. Listeners submit really bad Craigslist ads or, you know, about horses or anything to do with the farm, and we read them and just have a little fun with them here at Horses in the Morning, and we give out prizes for the ones that we feel the best ones, and Jennifer is going to tell us what those prizes are.
On the prize table this week, provided by, let me scroll down, from Horse Grooming Solutions. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. This week's prize is a Horse Grooming Solutions tote filled with products valued at over $100. And also a prize from Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls and licky things help to combat stall boredom by providing your horse entertainment in the stall while at the same time providing them much-needed minerals and nutrients that are not found in other horse treats. Uncle Jimmy's has training treats covered, too, with Uncle Jimmy's squeezy buns. Every deliciously soft, squishy tweet is individually wrapped for freshness, and your pockets won't get gummed up either. Ask for Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, and Sleazy Buns at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to uncle-jimmys.com, and this week's prize is a big box full of Uncle Jimmy's brand products.
And if you have chickens, don't forget the pecker wrecker. Jamie's chickens love pecker wreckers.
Who can forget a pecker wrecker? Come on.
Really bad ads time. Ellen sent in the first one for today. And this is a clever ad, actually, for somebody advertising for lessons. A new way to get fit and have a super time, too. $25 in Cortland County. Getting fit can be a bore and truly unmotivating. Riding a horse is a great way to work your muscles, trim your thighs, learn a new skill, and have a blast. We hear it daily that we need to get more exercise. It reduces our blood pressure, helps our temperament, reduces our chances of major disease, and yes, exercise even improves our sex life. Woo-hoo. Riding a horse can do all of that and more. Can I add a caveat in here? I need to add a sentence to that. Unless, of course, your significant other becomes addicted to horses and then you will have sex on a regular basis ever again. Just do that. We're non-judgmental, wow. Safety-minded, and supportive. Riding a horse will work muscles you never knew you had, and you'll have fun doing it. Lessons are private, yep, one-on-one. This is where it starts to sound like a personal ad. Lessons are private, yep, one-on-one. There are no mirrors or preening beauties. Okay, the horses think they're pretty cool, but it's all about you when you are here. Lessons are $25 each or 4 for $90. Bring a friend and share a lesson package. We don't disappoint. No need to feel self-conscious and no spandex needed either. You wear jeans, a T-shirt, and a heeled boot plus a riding helmet, and you and the horse do the rest. Contact us today for more information. It was actually a pretty clever ad.
Yeah, but you're missing. You said at the second half, the talk sounds like a personal ad. The whole thing sounds like a personal ad. We can trim your thighs, give you a better sex life. It sounds like a commercial for Cialis. Good Lord.
What are the disclaimers, Jamie? The whole list of disclaimers at the end of the commercial? We'll have to dig
into that. It will cause severe addiction. It will potentially hurt you when you fall. You will find a bunch of friends that like drama. there's tons of things wrong with it. But in my opinion, the good outweigh the bad. But I don't know about Cialis. You'll have to tell me about
now,
that.
Do you think a guy or a girl wrote this one?
I think that it is a, I don't know. I think girl, because
that's what I was
girls
thinking.
Know that we want to trim our thighs and help our temperaments.
And improve your sex life, apparently.
And the total biggest lie in the whole entire article, the whole entire ad, yes, it works your muscles, you'll have fun, blah, blah, blah. The sentence, we're not judgmental. You lie like a rug. Oh, my gosh. We're the most judgmental person like that. We're going to get you fit. Oh, my God. She is so fat. Her thighs really need to be trimmed. She just needs that. Girls are just horrible, especially horse chicks. Put a horse in the mix.
Well, that's why I was thinking maybe it's a guy. You know, anybody that's boarded at a boarding stable knows you're absolutely right about the judgmental thing.
anybody that's boarded
at a boarding stable.
If one girl is out riding her horse and there's six girls standing on the rail, what do you think those things are being said while six girls? I never sat there unless you're at, like, a professional place and there's some really awesome person riding. It is like, oh, my God, she is so pulling him on the mouth. Wow, she is on the wrong diagonal. She needs to learn how to post better. My God, her canter, sit up. Get your heels down. I mean, this never ends. It never ends. Oh, that's great. Thanks, Ellen, for sending that one in. Lindsay sent in the next one. Not one lick of punctuation, nor capitalization, nor spell check. So this is going to be fun. Thanks, Lindsay. Appreciate it. Love you. Working with horses. The letter R, the letter U. Looking for someone to work your horses or breaking your horses, contact me at prices. Vary on what you are looking for from starting and finishing or just working theme. To get theme ready for this year on Latin, Leeson, We do everything as well, working with you to work your horse. I have several years of XP and ref, if need.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a really bad ad. Now, I got a question for you. A serious question here. Let's get serious for a minute, Jamie. Anybody looking at this is going to question whether you wanted to go there for lessons? Is that what they were? I don't know. To work with your – are you going to respond to this? Is anybody going to respond to this?
That's what I'm saying. I want phone numbers so we'll call this people and be like, listen, your ad was horrible. Is there any way anybody actually responded to that? Because if I want to go learn from somebody, it's going to be somebody who needs to communicate clearly. That is not clear communication.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
This one is kind of a haiku or a Dr. Seuss rhyme. Tammy sent this one. It's close to both, I think. Tammy sent this one. I never understood haikus. This is the ad. Azteca horse, $900. Azteca horse for sale, very gentle and sweet. Hamu for good on trail, need to sell ASAP.
ASAP.
P.
That is a haiku. What is the rules for haiku? I got to Google that.
I don't know. It's
all about syllables.
What's a hamu? Hamu for good on trail.
It's a Dr. Seuss word.
Oh.
Obviously. Okay. Oh, it needs to be only three lines. Sorry, Glenn. Totaling 17 syllables. So they threw that fourth line in and they threw off the whole haiku.
Let me try it with three. Azteca horse for sale. Very gentle and sweet. Need to sell ASAP. Is that a haiku?
Oh, this is a quatrain.
Oh, if you said need to sell ASAP. No,
ASAP would work better?
ASAP fits the 17 syllables. So you're in.
All right.
Good job, Glenn.
Okay. Let me try it again. I got to get it right. Azteca horse for sale, very gentle and sweet, need to sell ASAP.
Yes! Beautiful.
I made my first haiku ever.
Yay!
I am. I'm as good as Ruby. I am as good as Ruby.
Yeah, she's actually got real skill. Sorry. All right, Diane sent in the next one. Wow, we've had a personal ad and a haiku and a really bad ad. This is a great day. Diane sent this one in. Strawberry Roan Gelding. Well, I'm thinking in haikus now. Like, it's a sentence. Here we go. Dancer is a 19-year-old gelding that stands about 15'2" hands tall. He is a big, stout-built horse. Oh, God, there's not punctuation in this one either. Hold on, I got to take a deeper breath. Dancer is a 19-year-old gelding that stands 15'2" hands tall. He is a big, stout horse. He's not a kids or beginner's horse. He has a go of will or sell trade for a kids broke horse or something that doesn't eat easy to shoe and has a shoe on every foot.
What? Is it the same person that posted the ad looking for bucking horses or breaking horses? Is it the
breaking
same
horses.
One? Yeah.
Well,
might be the same
you know
one.
How it goes, Diane. People always want to sell their dead, broke, kid-safe horses for big, stout, 19-year-old unbroke horses. So good luck with that.
Bryce sent the following one in. Oh, it's our trailer of the week. Boy, we've been having a lot of one-horse trailers here lately. I didn't know there were that many one-horse trailers in the world. You just never see them in the wild all that often.
Yeah.
A single horse trailer. $300 fits right into our price range, though. I have a single horse trailer for sale. One tire has a slow leak. Floor, jack, hitch, built, good shape, $300. Now, the fact that he mentions the tire that has a slow leak when the entire one-horse trailer with the rounded front is rusted. I mean, it's rust from top to bottom. It's just one big pile of rust, and he's worried about the tire that has a slow leak.
Well, you know, he wanted to full disclosure, Glenn. I mean, one tire has a slow leak. It's, of course, there's no floor, but just, you know, just letting you know it's going to slow leak. There's a big leak, and if you drove it forward, the wheels would come off the rims. But other than that, the floor would fall through. But other than that, if you punch your hand at the trailer, the whole thing will have a hole in it. My
you know
God.
What, though? You've got to admit that, remember last week we had one of these, too, these single horse trailers. And remember the roof was put on like a piece of pastry on the top?
Yeah.
This one actually has a roof that might have came with the trailer. So, yeah.
That was
you know something,
bonus.
Glenn, though?
Yeah.
The roof on the front, last week it was folded over like a pastry. This one, the welding on the seams on the top look a lot like those stitches that you see on going around the neck of Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It's kind of coming apart. Yeah, it probably leaks a little. A little.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, there's no window. Who is ever going to get their horse in a trailer with no window that is about 3 feet wide? I don't know a horse that would go in this thing.
No way. That's why they're always for sale. Can't get the damn horse in it. All right. This next one may be one of the worst looking ads I've ever seen. Equestrian Elegance, whoever that is, you can put your name in there and I won't call you Equestrian Elegance, but Equestrian Elegance sent this one in. This ad is every time I say a number, it's actually the number. Okay. And every word is misspelled. I'll try to do the best I can. And then randomly they start yelling at you in the middle of it. So we'll just try to get through it together. Horses for sale, 3 geldings, 1 may ire, 1 stud, 500 to 2500. And Clee Elam, Washington. Point one horse is a hunting horse you can shop from. Cost varies. Thank you. Contact me here on the list. Because of phony calls, you call me, I'll give you the number to the owner of the horses. These are good horses, not just barn standards. Age
not
from
just 5 what?
To 13, barn standards.
Oh.
Barn standards. Age from 5 to 13 hands broke and field and pasture raised. Age from 5 to
aren't
13 hands. Broke.
Age from 5 to 13, hand broke.
Does that mean he broke his hand?
I don't even know.
Maybe that's why he can't type so well. He broke his hand.
I like the fact that there's four horses here. There's five horses, and they only talk about one of them, and it's one you can shoot a gun from. That's the only thing they care about. There's one you can shoot a gun from. The rest, forget it. When you shoot that gun, they're gone. Out of there.
And again, apparently, lots of people are giving them phony phone calls.
Oh, and this is a new one for us that we've never had before. This is a read between the lines. We need to make a book. We need to write a book. When it says field and pasture raised, that means they have never been touched. They haven't been fed any grain or hay or anything. They have been out in that field and they have never seen an altar. Just saying.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
That was a good one, Equestrian Elegance. That was a really bad ad. That's a really bad ad. Uta sent in the following one. This is all screaming. I'm not going to scream. I'll hurt your ears because it's all screaming. It's all caps. Gelding, 10 years old, Blaze, nice guy, would be great for trails, $350 in Shreve. This is Blaze. He is 10-year-old gelding. Very good disposition. Got this horse 2 months ago. This one has way too much punctuation, by the way. When I pause, it's a period. Let's start that over. This is Blaze, period. He is a 10-year-old gelding, period. Very good disposition, period. Got this horse 2 months ago, period. Was told he was a gelding, period. I never looked. Was so quiet and nice, period. Got home, found out different, period.
Oh, my God.
Had to saddle on him and rode him. Need some basic work, period. Needs some work on his feet, period. We'll let you pick them up if he's eating, period. Nice mane and tail, period. Gave him a bath, period. Name is Blaze, period. I think he's a quarter horse, but not sure, because I didn't look.
Oh, my God. Wait. Okay. So she says that it's a gelding, but then she said, I was told he was gelding. I never looked. So is she saying that he's a stallion?
She's
still not sure. She's not sure.
She's still not sure.
I don't think she knows. I think the problem is she doesn't know what to look for. I think that's the problem.
How do you not know it's a gelding when you're picking up his feet? I mean, just look.
I don't
oh my
think
God.
She knows what to, let me repeat. I don't think she knows what to look for. That's the problem.
Wiener. Sorry. That's a great ad, Uta. Good job. Shelly sent in the next one. That was great. Shelly sent in the next one, and I just love the title. Oh, my God, this is a bad ad, too. What is wrong with people? Go to school. One large pokey pony, $1,200.
I want it.
I know. One large pokey pony. No capitalization, no spelling, no punctuation. What is the deal with my ads today? Okay. I have one large pony for Saul. He's a good kid's hose because he's pokey, comma. Can be stubborn, so experienced ridders only. No trails. Should be worked in a pen. Because of habits. ... I'm wickling to trade for anything, ... Hal Eve, I relay. Want a trained broke gelding or mare with no bad habits or tractor for hooling, ... chameleon. Please call me anytime, day or night, ... What on earth did I just read?
I like how they say he's good for a kid because he's pokey, but can be stubborn, so experienced riders only.
And you can't ride him out of a round pen because
yes,
of weakest stuff.
Bad habits.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. Shelly, that was just a great, really bad ad. Well done.
It was. Kate sent the following one in. Horse for sale OBOs, $1,500 in Crosby. Great horse, black and gray hair color. Also has a straight one-inch wide black strip of hair from the end of the top of his head. Really looks cool.
That would be a – what color is this horse, you guys? Gruya or buckskin or gray, dapple gray. It has – you know what? I've been looking for a horse with a one-inch wide black stripe of hair from its back end to the top of its head. God, thank God I found one.
There is a name for those. What is it called? Is it
Gruya? It's a dorsal stripe. I mean,
yeah, but,
if it's a
okay.
Black and gray hair color, I think it's a Gruya, right? I mean, I don't know.
I'm not up on my Western breeds. Okay.
That's really cool.
All right.
It's a great horse. It looks really cool. Yeah, we don't know how old he is or how tall he is or whether he rides or does anything, but he's really cool.
Black and gray hair color. Thank you. Kelly sent in the last one here, and then we'll pick a winner. Toby, five-year-old pink gelding, $1,000. Santee, condition new. He is smart, but his training is unfinished. He is about 14 hands, probably better off with an experienced rider as he is in saddle, but still learning. Rideable sometimes. A real gentleman. What?
He's an experienced rider, but he's a real gentleman.
And he's rideable sometimes. I love it. He's rideable sometimes, a real gentleman. No, he's not. He'd be rideable all the time. Okay. Well, ooh, this is a creepy. Loves young girls and all the ladies.
Whoa. This was written by a man.
Main thing is a good home that will give him the attention he deserves. This is definitely a man, because here we go. Trades considered for firearms, guns, pistols, gold, or silver coins. If you have questions, tell me, email me what you have and your phone number. So we're going to trade you for guns, pistols, firearms, shotguns, whatever. They're all guns,
this
right?
Right out of the 1870s, right down the street from you. If you read the ad from the make-believe it's from the 1870s, it would fit perfectly.
You're right.
You know what? You know what this really is? It's a divorce. This was the wife, and he had a wife and a daughter. And the wife left him for another guy and left the horse behind. And now he has to sell the horse, and that's where it came from. He loves young girls and the ladies because this horse has kicked him 5 times while trying to feed him. Exactly what happened here.
He's smart. He's real smart. Oh, boy. Let's see. I really liked Shelley's ad, the large pokey pony.
Yes, I did, too. That was good. That was really bad. That was really bad.
That was a good one. Ellen with the riding instructor personal ad. Let's see. Lindsay had a good one. Tammy with the haiku. I mean, Equestrian Elegance had a good one because that was a terrible ad.
That was a terrible ad. Let's go for two really terrible ads today. Let's go with Shelley Crosby. We'll win the Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, and she's the one. She's the one that did the Pokey Pony. And then let's do Equestrian Elegance. That's the one that had the 4 horses for sale, and you could shoot the gun for one, and they were just barn standers. That one was a really bad ad. So why don't we do the Horse Grooming Solutions, tote filled with over $100 for the products. What do you think?
Awesome.
Go with that?
Sounds good.
You get that, Jennifer? Did you write that down? Because I totally don't even remember what I just said. So I hope you wrote it down. You're going to have to listen to the show.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Horse Grooming Solutions goes to the bar standards. Got it.
Very good. Well, that was a great batch of really bad ads, everybody. Thank you for sending those in. You can send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with really bad ads in the subject line and copy and paste the entire ad into the thing. Now, I think there was one of our listeners who won. Now, Jennifer, you've contacted everybody who's supposed to co-host, right? Are they all good? Are we good to go?
I believe I've got an affirmative from 3 out of 4.
Okay, so we're just waiting for one of them and our guests and co-hosts. So that should be a lot of fun coming up in 2 weeks. You know, you must be drooling when looking at these pictures on favride.com because this is some of the scenery you're going to see on your trip.
I'm
going to
take a billion ear pictures, okay? Let's just tell you, you're going to get sick. But you know what? I'm kind of bummed because – apparently, I will have no internet, so I won't be able to keep up with the Happy Challenge. So when I get back, you guys are going to get like 7 days of Happy Challenge in a row from me because I will do the pictures and I will save them, but I'm not going to be able to post them. So you're about to get a whole full week dose of happy from me, and I almost guarantee you every single one of them will have a horse in it or archery. I don't know. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. If you guys want to know where I'm going, it is the Diamond D Ranch -Idaho.com. I'm so excited. I have to buy winter clothes. My child has nothing in his clothes size for the, check this out, low of 50 degrees at night.
Oh, you're going to freeze.
But it's 120 here. I'm so excited to freeze. This is great.
I've never seen your child wearing clothes. He's always just in diapers or nothing. So you're really going to have to stock up here. You're going to have to hit up the store there, girl.
I know. I'm the one with the naked baby. I get it. It's too hot here, though.
Well, you're going to be here. Jamie will be here Monday and Wednesday of next week. And then we got Ada coming up the end of next week into the following two, our American Equestrian Trade Association that we go to twice a year. So it's going to be a busy week next week, but we will be back on Monday. We'll all be here, so tune back in to Horses in the Morning on Monday morning. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Get a ride in and take a picture between those horses' ears, and don't forget to keep posting. You know, the Happy Challenge also happens over the weekend, so keep posting. We love seeing your pictures.
Fun. I hope you guys like seeing each other's pictures, too. Have a great weekend, everybody. Ride a horse, spay, neuter, geld, drive a horse. Give David Saunders, if you see him this weekend, a big old smooch on the mouth from me.
I'm going to be asking to come on all the time now.
We're Facebook friends now as of 5 minutes ago. I'm so excited.